Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly Imbenibel is here. Yes, that's right. That Beverly. Beverly's back. Longtime Brain Trust member going all the way back into the previous century, the last millennia. She is the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. She's the founder of Talk, Listen, Communicate. You're starting to get the picture. She's a communication expert. She's an interpersonal relationship expert. She's a management expert. And more importantly, she's our good friend, Beverly Imbenibel. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Good to have you back. Beverly, what are you seeing out there as you talk to people, your clients, your business clients, and the other folks you talk to? What is the prevailing attitude that you're running into out there among them about the prospects of the future?
I think the general theme is that be cautious. You know, we're seeing lights at the end of the tunnel, multiple lights. But the overall theme is, oh, be careful, be careful.
Yeah.
So it reminds me of a quote that opportunities are whispers. They're not foghorns.
Right.
So what I'm telling clients, when you get an idea, especially, you know, business people, when you get an idea, yes, investigate, yes, plan. But you know what? Maybe we shouldn't share it quite so quickly because in this particular mental environment, everybody's saying, oh, be careful, maybe you shouldn't do that.
So you're saying every good idea, every great idea, needs to have some kind of a crucible experience where it's hardened and improved and edited and vetted, et cetera, et cetera. But you're saying be careful how early you do that.
Yes. Okay, so last week we celebrated Nikola Tesla's birthday. Okay, he was around 100 years ago.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, one of the great things about Nikola
Who was that we celebrated?
Nikola Tesla.
Okay.
T-E-S-L-A.
Yes, yes, okay. I got that.
AC/DC current. Okay.
Right,
great.
Right.
Genius inventor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What he did was he would get an idea, all right? He would use his imagination. And then in his mind, he would use it and find the fault with it.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't stop. He would fix it in his mind,
mm-hmm.
then he would use it again. And he might go through this process 39 times, but eventually, once he used it in his mind, then he would apply it and share it and make it, and the world knew about it. So what I'm encouraging people to do is don't let go of these ideas and opportunities simply because others aren't jumping on the bandwagon.
Right.
And saying, yeah, you need to do this. Yeah, this will work in this market. You know, too often, myself included, you share something and somebody's like less enthusiastic.
Right.
You know, they they're row or they say something, and we tend to forever let go of that idea.
Right. Well, I'll give you an example of something we did. I believe something was based on my experience and the people I talked to and what I was seeing and everything. I believe something was happening in the marketplace, but I didn't talk to anybody about it. I just went out and created a survey, and I surveyed like 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that they agreed with me, that most of them, like 87% of them, agreed with me.
Mm-hmm.
So before I had that information before I ever told anybody that I was working on a project. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, that's one way. Yes. What I guess the main thing I'm talking about.
In other words, I didn't say I think this is going on. I want to pursue this. I actually did some work on it, and because if I had found out that I was, you know, that only 10% agreed with me, then I would have very quietly put that to bed.
It's true. So you introduced me as a communication expert, and people out there listening may be thinking, what does this have to do with communication? It has everything to do with communication, what we say to ourselves. And we have to be our biggest supporter,
right,
especially in small business centers.
And so we walk a line, though, don't we, Bev, from what journalists call reporting inside our head. You know, meaning, you know, we're so thrilled with our own ideas to being our own worst enemy. We walk a fine line there, don't we?
Well, we do, but I tell you what, I'll take a mediocre idea back with great enthusiasm versus a great idea that somebody just drops it on the sidewalk because somebody else told them it wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if opportunities were foghorns, everybody would hear them.
Right.
And yes, there'd be lots of support because everybody heard it. But I think that quote about, you know, if they come as a whisper, sometimes in the still of the night. I would think that when you got this idea to have this radio program, that maybe you woke up in the middle of the night with that idea.
It was not quite that abrupt, but it was the manifestation of something like that, and I didn't talk about it to a lot of people for a while because you could imagine what other people would have said, and so I incubated it in my head for a while.
I love that term. You incubated it in your head.
Oh yeah.
That means you feed it. You do what Nikola Tesla did. You keep it there, and you think, oh no, it won't work that way. So let me try this. Let me research this. Let me survey as you did, but you kept it alive. You fed it.
Yep.
How
about this term, Beverly? You just made me think of it. Internal due diligence. Idea due diligence. How about that?
Yes, I like that.
So
I like that.
Yeah. So all right, what's the lesson here, Beth, quickly?
The lesson here is pay attention to yourself, and if you think something is fabulous, don't drop it just because someone else doesn't get it.
Right, right. No, that's exactly right. Because about most of the things that I've been successful with, somebody else wasn't too keen on that. Only I was the greater fool in that case. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Beverly Inman Ebel. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.